From Mason City to your hometown, we've got the information you need. Turn us on at home, work, and in the car. AM 1300 KGLO. AM 1300 KGLO, happy Caregiver Corner Day.
Yay.
Lark is in studio with us today. Hi, Lark.
Hi. Second Wednesday of January already.
Whew, man. Time flies when we're having fun.
Getting a little colder now.
Yeah, but at least we're not filled with a bunch of snow at this point in time.
That's right. We're
but
lucky.
I'm going to step out on a limb and say,
what?
It's coming.
Oh. You think?
I'm just guessing that there's probably still some snow and a lot of it yet this winter. So today we're talking some brain food here today.
Yeah, I thought this is really interesting. And I don't know. I think there's some evidence here that needs to be talked about.
All right. Mind over matter. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. So doctors have been saying for years that what you eat can affect the health of your heart. Now there's growing evidence that the same is true for your brain.
Yes. Right. A new study, and it's actually not too real new, a couple years old, by researchers at Rush University Medical Center in Chicago, shows a diet they developed, appropriately called the MIND diet, may reduce the risk of developing Alzheimer's disease by as much as, now this is way out there, 53%.
Even those who didn't stick to the diet perfectly, but followed it moderately well, reduced their risk of Alzheimer's by about a third.
That's awesome.
That's significant.
Shush. The diet appears to be just one of many factors, of course, that plays into who gets the disease, said nutritionist and epidemiologist Martha Claire Morris, PhD, the lead author of the MIND diet study. Genetics, of course, and other facts like smoking, exercise, and education also play a role. But the MIND diet helped slow the rate of cognitive decline and protect against Alzheimer's regardless of other risk factors.
The study published in the journal Alzheimer's and Dementia looked at more than 900 people between the ages of 58 and 98 who filled out food questionnaires and underwent repeated neurological testing. It found participants whose diets most closely followed the MIND recommendations had a level of cognitive function the equivalent of a person 7.5 years younger.
Yoo-hoo.
Yeah.
That's a good one. The MIND diet breaks its recommendation down into, and this is kind of an easy way to remember it, 10 brain healthy food groups. A person should eat five. And a person should eat those 10 food groups, and then there are 5 unhealthy food groups to avoid. It combines many elements of 2 popular nutrition plans that I'm sure many have heard of that have been proven to be heart healthy, the Mediterranean diet and the DASH, which is the Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension diet. MIND stands for Mediterranean DASH Intervention for neurodegenerative delay.
Okay. Well, that's a whole lot of stuff right there.
But the MIND diet also differs from those plans in a few significant ways and proved more effective than either of them by reducing the risk of Alzheimer's.
The MIND diet recommends frequent servings of green leafy vegetables.
Yes.
Kale. Spinach. Broccoli, you tell I didn't like kale, collards, and other greens.
Right.
They're packed with vitamins A and C and other nutrients. At least 2 servings a week can help, and researchers found 6 or more servings a week provide the greatest brain benefits.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nuts are a good snack for brain health. And according to the MIND diet study, nuts containing healthy fats, fiber, and antioxidants antioxidants, and other studies have found that they can help lower the bad cholesterol and reduce the risk of heart disease. The MIND diet recommends eating nuts at least 5 times a week. For example, pistachios or walnuts. Those are the 2 super nuts.
Mm-hmm. Blueberries specifically,
Yay.
Whole grains, fish, and chicken.
Right. And the blueberries are the only fruit recommended on this diet, which is different because, you know, we've always pushed eat your fruits and vegetables. Well, there are some fruits that are very high in sugar and starches and carbohydrates. So,
okay.
And then olive oil instead of butter or margarine. And get this, a glass of red wine a day. Even if you slip up on the diet from time to time, the researchers say it can still have benefits. Even modest adherence to the diet measurably reduces a person's chance of developing disease. And longer you stick with it, the greater the benefits.
I could do this.
I think you could, and me too.
I could do this.
It is my kind of food, so it's not hard for me, but yeah. Mind over plaques and tangles will take it.
Mm-hmm.
The information for today's talk was gleaned from a CBS News clip by Paula Cohen, and I think this is fabulous. Again, it's something that we can do for ourselves. It's not medicinal, and it does cost a little bit more in terms of what you're choosing, but look at this. You could grab a bunch of red leafy green lettuce for like $1.50, or you could buy a package of hot dogs for $1.50. So I don't know. I think we gotta change.
So if I told you that I've had a salad a day, every day for the last maybe about 5 or 6 days in a row.
That is
so. That's good.
You're doing
that's
it.
My leafy stuff.
You're doing it.
And
what?
And how about blueberry oatmeal this morning for breakfast?
That is like a superfood.
Look at me. And I can remember everything.
And do you feel 7.5 years younger?
Well, ask me tomorrow.
Okay. Well, keep it up, boy. That's exactly right. So
yeah, good
those
stuff.
Blueberries.
Gotta like it. Lark, if somebody wants more information about this and other topics, how
right.
do they find that?
You can go to NorthIowaSageLink.com, and we have lots of information on dementia especially, but we'll be adding this information on this diet aspect, and it's really not that strict, so there you go.
Yeah, and on a serious note, it's good information.
Yeah, I think
brain
so.
Food.
Yeah, you got
brain
it.
Brain food. I like that.
Yeah.
Lark Trigstad with us on AM 1300 KGLO. Bye-bye. Have a great week.